arm.
It could be a little bit of that.
But it was just like you were like a dwarf there. Next to
him. And they were sitting right next to you. Yeah,
he's
just that big.
Call to order the Board of Works for April 23rd. First up is approval of minutes for April 9th and April 16th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. Parks Department. And just leave it up there. Please.
Steve, this is Parks. The contractors that are going to do the spray park have brought in all the equipment that goes up, the baseball, the mitt, everything is stored over at Four Lakes. We're meeting tomorrow. Hopefully they can lay everything out and get going with that. The weather today may set them back a little bit of a concrete thing, but hopefully not. And then the pool, we're going to start opening the pool next weekend, or excuse me, this next week, cleaning PSS. People built the pool being from Cincinnati to do what they do, and we're shooting on May 26th at Memorial Day weekend. It's open.
That's as short as you've already been a long time. Police Department.
Dusty Looking, Vincent's Police Department. We're at about 3,100 calls for the year, which is about on track for most years. Some information, we have Lawman Tactical Consulting in this week, and then they'll be back another week doing 2 weeks of SWAT training with our ERT guys. That's a pretty big undertaking for that many folks to get into some training, so it's split up over 2 weeks. We also recently had four up to the Basic Police Leadership Academy, and it was held up in Noblesville, and that's gone through the IACP, and it's for the first line supervisors. So the officers that went to that was the newest sergeant that had been promoted, and the three that will very soon be promoted to sergeant to get that in. And again, it's just the basic line. Instruction for people getting ready to be supervisors. We did have some hail damage to several vehicles when the hail storm came through. We are currently in the process of making appointments with Dent Man to get those taken care of. So that's in the process. Lastly, we do have one officer that has accepted a conditional offer of employment. And he is, basically he is a admin in the military over in Ohio. Obviously, and I've told you this many times before, when we hire, the conditions of the employment are that they can pass the medical and psychological testing for the Indiana Turf. So that's where he is at. We will be very soon ready to fill at least three more of those slots, with there being five this year. Due to four retirees and the one extra position for the schools. So what I was going to bring up as well, because I wanted to bring it up with the council tonight, is in the past we have asked that John Stengel will actually be finishing up with his days that he will actually be at our department in May, about halfway through May, Kevin Jacobs towards the first part of June. And I would like to ask that when we do get completed backgrounds and all on these next two or three people, that we go ahead and try to get them started. Reason being, again, there is a lot of downtime to get uniforms ordered and all that stuff, and my goal is to have at least three of those folks July 1st in the police academy down in Evansville. So I think that's all I have. Thank you.
That's Dusty. Street and sanitation, Bryce.
We've got a few more streets to go, but we've completed portions from all of the 27 streets as far as the cedar and cracks. So it's been pretty successful. Firmly believed, along with John, that it buys us some time before we have
find the best price. So engineer.
Main thing going on right now is CCG. They've started on the north end EV paving. Got to work about a week and a half ago and they're already done on the north end with curb ramps. And they did the two on Manila and Zillion. And they have A Street dugout. And then after that, Wilbur and Shelby. So they're approaching halfway done with the curb ramps right now. So, and then I'll get to the Main Street here and under new business.
Let's check in. And then I'm going to bring up Leah Vantman just to introduce her as the new director of the animal shelter.
She looked like a deer in the headlights when you said that.
I just thought I was here to observe.
You are, but
we're here to observe.
Everybody, this is the new animal shelter director, Leah Vantman. She's been there for 4 years, and a few years as a volunteer, so I think she's going to be in good hands. So.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you have staff that you want to introduce her?
Angie Stanley.
So she'll be your assistant.
She's my assistant.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Great.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks.
We have no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is Jesus Day Banner. Sharon.
Sharon's not here. This, we've done this for them for several years, right?
So. And we've got everything we need.
Okay.
Okay.
Anybody here present object to Jesus having a banner? Then they can come over here.
I'll make a motion that we approve the hanging of two banners for the Jesus Day March on June 2nd. So the event is June 2nd. One banner will hang on Hart Street. 2 weeks beginning May 14th, and on College Avenue, 2 weeks beginning May 21st.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next is Spring on Main, June 1st, Alan Harper. And you should have the letter in your pack.
Should have one in there for May 10th and June 1st, but we'll hit June 1st first. That is Spring on Main. And basically, that event runs from 6 to 10 on Friday. We work that in with First Fridays. And we usually close the streets at 4 p.m. from 1st to 6th. We have music within the 400 block there from Pantheon and also down at the trailhead. Like we did last year, we'll have food vendors, and the pocket park restrooms are open. I work with the street department for the street closures and all that. They also bring in the trailer for the stage. And Bryce, I'll get you a copy of all of this. We also do ask for a trash truck parked at the corner of 4th and Vigo on Jim Ziegler's lot. And I didn't know if it would be possible that morning if we could run the street sweeper down Main, possibly. Okay. And the other thing that's not on here that has been a change, we've been working with our food vendors, and B.D. Fuller is willing to bring down his Prado cups this year, but he usually always sits at 2nd and Market. But he needs to set up the Thursday night before. That'll probably take up a couple spaces there, but he will
on still Main get Street,
on so. Main Street. But it, right there, 2nd Market is where he does. So I needed to add that here. And the other thing that we worked with last year, and I just worked through Dusty, was we had an officer. In fact, I believe it was Kevin Jacobs up there with the gator and kind of slowed traffic going through that 2nd. Street intersection. So basically, it's the same as what we've done in the past. We just had to add a few things. The event is growing. We actually, this year, we will still have the beer and wine tasting, and that will be in the 400 block. But I do want to add that we're working with Vincent's Brewing Company, and they will have two of their new brews for tasting them in that tasting.
Sweet.
Yeah. So.
Not sweet beer.
Yeah, but sweet, nice. So anyway, so that's what we're asking for, June 1st.
So let's do these one at a time.
Yep.
Okay, so we're making a motion to approve the Spring on Main event Friday, June 1st from 6 to 10 with the street starting the block at 4 p.m. The aforementioned features with the street department providing blockage and police providing assistance with traffic.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next is Ellen again with the Chamber of Dental making.
May 10th, actually the first full week of May is always Travel and Tourism Week. It's a national program that goes on all over the United States. And in the past, we've actually honored all of our sites. And this year we wasn't sure what we were going to do. And I was contacted by our preservation group as May is National Preservation Month. So we decided to do a partnership. And that partnership is between the preservation group, is between InVen, it's also between the VTB, and we're going to do a Chambers After Hours on Thursday, May 10th from 5 to 7. We have Old National Bank is going to sponsor carriage rides. We will start at the courthouse. I already contacted the commissioners about parking on the lot. It will start at 5, like I said. It will be, do what?
No, you're going.
Okay. It'll be carriage rides, so it'll be carriage rides and walking tours. And with that being said, we've done a new architectural brochure that is going to print tomorrow. So everyone there will have a new architectural tour. Nora Brown, Andy Mizak, and Ann Pratt will be our tour guides. Like I said, Old National is sponsoring the carriage, so we really just need to let you know it starts at 5. We will start at the courthouse. We'll come down 7th until we hit Main, and then come on down Main. And then on the Riverwalk, we will have refreshments and music there. And I'd like to reserve the Riverwalk for that. But also, in case of bad weather, that we could also schedule the pavilion. So we thought it was a great way to partnership, do an architectural tour of downtown, and really show some of the things going on. Part of that architectural tour, we talked about the 9 buildings that's on the facade grant also.
So is it a moving event or it'll be continued?
It's a moving event. We're going to do, what we're going to do is we're going to start the carriage. So the carriage will be coming down Main, but the walking tour will also be down Main. So by 5 o'clock, the traffic along Main is usually, there's usually not much there. So it's going to be a moving event. Everybody will end up at the Riverwalk. The carriage will also be available to take people back to their vehicles at the courthouse. While we'll have some of our vehicles parked at Tony Burkhart's lot and actually be able to take them, transport them back by vehicle to the
So TV. Somebody shouldn't just drop in like at the courthouse at 6 p.m. I mean,
no, it actually, they right did, no, we'll start them simultaneously. The tours will start at 5:15, 5:30, and 5:45. Okay?
Yep.
Does that answer that, Mark?
So, Chief, you're okay with all this, right? All right, so we're going to make a motion to approve National Preservation Travel and Tourism Week celebration on Thursday, May the 10th from 5 to 7 in the downtown area, beginning at the courthouse and ending at the Riverwalk, with the accompanying participation of city departments as needed and use of the pavilion in case of inclement.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
That's great.
Thank you.
Next is City Engineer with the Main Street bids.
Okay, we opened bids at our special meeting, and I reviewed the bids and have a recommendation from Ernst Excavating for the contract. However, the RDC does not have the funding mechanisms in place at this moment, and that's going to take a significant amount of time. So what I'm here requesting is to partially award a few pay items to Kearns that the RDC can't afford. I'll go to them. I have president, but obviously that's not a vote. But what I'm requesting is the first three pay items are construction engineering, which is about $15,000. Then the next two pay items are potholing, which is a excavation of utilities to spot their elevations and check and verify their locations. Deeper than 3 feet and less than 3 feet is two different pay items, and then 5% of pay item number four, which is mobilization and demobilization, and that totals about $9,000. So the total is on page two or three of that agreement. It's 31,000 something and change.
So what was the third item, John? I missed what you said.
The first item is construction.
So I got the first two. What was the third?
The second and third are pothole.
Oh, they're okay. Yeah. Two different types.
Yeah. One is deeper than 3 feet. Yeah. One is less than 3 feet.
Got it. Two. And the total is 31 what?
158.
Okay, so that you'll come back later for a further awarding of the remainder of the contract, right, as RDC allows.
Right. What this does is it allows Kearns Excavating to work with me on utility coordination. The utilities are getting started, and there's still going to be coordination teams going to have to do. It allows them to generate service models with surveyors, state right of way, a lot of preliminary upfront work that has to be done anyway. So this allows them to get that knocked out, and then when we get the final awarding, then we're ready to go.
Do we need to make any sort of recommendation that's our intention to award the remainder of
what you want to do is to say that based upon the city engineer's recommendation, the whole bid would be awarded to Kearns Continuing to run funded from the RDC after bonding out other funding mechanisms, because this is a partial start and that
okay.
be done in increment.
Okay.
And it would be with, the entire contract has to be awarded, we just don't have the money.
Okay.
In fairness to the other bidders. I mean, if this
right.
is a contingent upon funding, and funding falls through, then just like any other city contract, the city would have to back out.
Okay.
And basically what has to happen is, until we got the bids and found out the actual amount of the contract, the accountants couldn't tell if it was going to be cash flow, but just in case now, since it came in, there'll be a bond anticipation note, which is basically this, get a line of credit in place to help fund this as a project moves on.
Okay. It'll take several weeks to get through that process.
But that has to go to council and council. Okay.
Paul, did you get on with Mason? Or you will, or Sharon? Yes, I'm Sharon. Yes, Sharon. I'm like looking at you, like, what? Sharon, you got all that?
I'm not going
to repeat it. No, I'm not asking you to repeat it. I'm going to make a motion based on Mr. Rollins' recommendation describing the nature of the approval of the contract with Kearns. And so tonight we're awarding a partial piece of that contract, which was described by the city engineer as construction engineering and two pieces of potholing, which amounted to $31,158.
Second motion.
Say all in favor.
Aye.
Thank you.
Sorry, Sharon.
Look at the miscellaneous. Under miscellaneous, we need to approve the PayGov contract. And this is basically a contract that, so that we can start accepting debit cards at our different departments like animal shelter, parks, inspector, police, all our departments that take cash for whatever reason will now be able to take debit cards.
Oh, okay. So this is allowing us to take credit
cards. Right.
Okay. And this is a process. PayGov is so it's like any kind of credit card company right. that has a processing fee. Okay. All right.
And but it also needs to be mentioned that the fee will be charged to the person that's
using it. No cost to the city.
No
okay,
cost
very good. Well stated. Okay, so we're making a motion to approve the agency service agreement with PayGov.us LLC as described by the mayor and confirmed by the city clerk treasurer that the costs of transactions if credit or debit card will be passed on to the consumer.
And it needs to be mentioned that the city attorney did look over this.
Committed.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Nothing else, but just a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Okay. Hey, Tom.